The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. It's all right.
So good to have you with us. It is Live and Local. Everything you need to know to start your day, everything you'll need at that first sales meeting just after 9 o'clock. You'll be fully informed, news, weather, traffic, sports. We've got it all for you right here, all in one package, every day from 6 until 9 o'clock. Dana Perino is going to be one of the moderators for tonight's debate. And it begins, by the way, 6 o'clock Pacific time at the Reagan Library in Simi Valley, the People's Republic of California. I want to go to cut one, though, because Dana Perino, in previewing the debate yesterday on Fox, said it will be all about the economy. Here it is.
As I was just in the Reagan Library, and there's a place on the wall where it has a wonderful, beautiful picture of Ronald Reagan, and the question, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? That was the slogan that he used in 1980 in order to make Jimmy Carter a one-term president. It almost feels very similar today. In that poll that you just mentioned, John, it's a record low, the lowest since that question has been asked in the ABC Washington Post poll since 1986. So, yes, the Republicans have a real opportunity here. The question, I think, for them is how do they stand out from one another on the stage? That's going to be up to them. And we'll press for some specifics because Americans, they're hurting. We know it. We hear it. And we want everyone to feel better about their future going forward.
All right. In terms of how the stage is going to be set up, there's seven candidates now instead of eight. So there will actually be a centered lectern, and that will be occupied by the Florida governor, Vivek Ramaswamy and Nikki Haley on either side. The only real move is that Mike Pence has moved from center stage now to the wings. How do you think this dynamic will play out?
Well, if you remember in the first debate in Milwaukee, Governor Vice President Mike Pence, he really tried to, I think, be a statesman and to say, I'm the person with the most executive branch experience here, so let me jump in here. And the reason that the candidates are in the order that they're in, it's based on the average of the polls that the RNC looks at. And so if you are on the wings, Doug Burgum and Mike Pence, mm-hmm. yeah, you might have to fight for some scraps a little bit, but we will make sure that every candidate has a chance to get the same, hopefully, you know, as much as we can, the same amount of questions and the speaking time so that it's fair to everybody. Just because you're on the wings doesn't mean you didn't earn your spot there. But Governor Ron DeSantis, he is holding on to that center position, but he's got some, you know, for some polling, I would say a little bit of trouble, like in New Hampshire, for example. Yeah. Nikki Haley has now jumped him in that St. Anselm poll that came out this morning.
There you have it. Dana Perino, she'll be on the stage and peppering with questions. I can't wait to hear Chris Christie, because he has been a lot of he's been kind of a blowhard in the primary. The big question is he getting any traction? Will he have to be the, one of the first people to get off the stage? Don't know. But one thing I can tell you, I've had it just about up to here with Chris Christie. All he's doing is just tearing down, and with no real solutions to the problems we face. Like along our southern border. No solutions. Only, oh, it's bad, it's Biden. It's Trump. And by the way, Donald J. Trump is not the president of the United States. Stick around. Coming up, we're going to switch gears. Marta Leticia will join us, a.k.a. Nanny Bubby, talking about the Long Life Era community and a major event that she's going to be a part of. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Golden Knights are back at T-Mobile Arena tonight for the first time since they won the Stanley Cup back in June. They'll take on the LA Kings in a preseason game at the Fortress. Puck drops at 7. The Las Vegas Aces are one win away from returning to the WNBA Finals after outlasting the Dallas Wings 91-84 at Michelob Ultra Arena last night. Asia Wilson put up 30 points and grabbed 11 boards for the defending champs, who now lead the best-of-five series 2-0. Game 3 in Dallas on Friday night. UNLV football is off to a nice start. The Rebels open Mountain West play on Saturday as 11-point favorites over Hawaii in the annual 9th Island Showdown. The battle for the Golden Pineapple kicks off at 1 o'clock on Saturday at Allegiant Stadium.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio Done Right.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
No reported major problems on our Valley freeways right now. I got a minor one, though, through the Charleston curve. Watch for this on 95 southbound before Boulder Highway. Also, on the surface streets are an east side injury accident being reported now at Flamingo and Nellis. Still working one on Sahara eastbound before Las Vegas Boulevard. Also, moving safely, though, on 215, I-15, and Summerlin Parkway. Mostly sunny skies today. Afternoon temperatures going back up to 96. We'll have a dramatic drop-off, though, by the weekend. Could see highs in the 70s. It's 70 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Live and Local for a Wednesday, a hump day. Very, very excited. We continue our series of interviews with folks who are making a difference here in Southern Nevada. Let's check in with Marla Leticia, a.k.a. Nanny Bubby. She is a regular on Instagram and Facebook. We missed you last week. We had you on tape. It's good to have you back live. Good morning, Marla.
Yes, it's good to be back live. Thank you so much, Kevin. How are you?
I am just great. I am so excited. You're going to be a part of a major event in our community. It's the Aging Wellness Expo. Can you tell me when it is, where it is, and how people can participate?
Absolutely. So this is being hosted by the Las Vegas Review-Journal, who has done this now for a couple of years. It is going to be September 30th, Saturday, at the Red Rock Casino. Starts at 9 a.m. and ends at 3. I am going to be speaking at 2:15 in the afternoon. I'm going to be talking about Long Life Era and about how we can inspire people to live to 100 years or more. So it's about a mindset, about creating that mindset. So I'm very excited to be doing that. But I also want to add that Optum is the major sponsor of this, and they have several booths that are going to be there. So any questions, it's free admission, and it is really a very well-attended event. And I'm a little nervous because, listen, I'm talking about the mindset of the long life era, and this has only been created for the last 5 months, but you have given me a lot of rehearsals, Kevin, so I'm very excited to be there.
And you have no reason at all to be nervous, and I mean, this is stuff you know. I mean, this is your baby.
It really is my baby. And then, but you know, whenever you start something brand new, Kevin, like even for as much experience as you had, when you went from the afternoon drive and to the morning drive, it was like, you know, just before, as great as you are, I bet you had just a tad bit of, ooh, it's the morning, you know, it's new, it's different. I just need to get my sea legs, you know, in front of me here.
Do you know precisely when you're going to be speaking?
Yes, at 2:15 in the afternoon in the veranda room.
So if you've never met Marla, this would be a great opportunity.
Yes, and, you know, I really want to meet the audience. I love these people that have all joined the Long Life Era community, and we have over 250 people now that have joined, and I invite everybody not only to join, but to also go to longlifepledge.com and to sign for put your name to a mindset of living to 100 years or more.
And I've signed the pledge. It's easy. It's simple. You can do it. It'll take you all of about 45 seconds. And that's it.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
I was so disappointed when they said, no, she's not going to be available, but we'll have her on tape. And I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. But I'm dying to ask you because I've been carrying this around. A friend recommended a new Netflix series to me. It's called Live to 100 Secrets of the Blue Zones. I have not had a chance to scope it out. Have you seen this yet?
Listen, I have seen it twice, and now I'm going through it a third time, actually taking notes, because, you know, the first time it's for entertainment. The second time, it was like, what did I miss? And the third time, you say to yourself, I need to write this down because I need to remember it. So let me give you how the Blue Zones got the name, if you'd like.
Okay.
The Blue Zones were came about because there was a man who was doing research, for which I actually do not know his name. And what he was doing is putting a blue dot where there were high populations of people who lived to 100 years or more, the centenarians. And then he, in putting these blue dots down, in certain areas, they just created a big blue blob because there were so many. And there were five in the world, and he just created the name. This is, you know, a zone of blue because this is where it's concentrated, and hence came the name the Blue Zones.
The Blue Zones are these areas where you have a lot of people living longer, living healthier.
Yes, and here are the five Blue Zones. Number one is Okinawa, Japan. And by the way, Okinawa, Japan is known for having the longest lived population in all of history. And the second is Sardinia, Italy. And by the way, what is common about all of these five zones, I'll get to the other three, is that they're all in very mild climate areas of the world. And either they are seaside towns or they are mountainous hilly towns, and we'll just talk a little bit about the other, you know, things they have in common. And believe it or not, the third is right here in America. So you might think that, you know, these are only in these very remote areas of the world, and they are, but strangely enough, in Southern California, the town of Loma Linda is also a blue zone. And that is a very urban, suburban area. And it's like, why? Why is this town in all of Southern California, one of the most congested areas of the country? Why is that so? And then the other is Ikaria, Greece, which is an island just off the coast, believe it or not, of Turkey, but it is one of the Greek islands. And the fifth is the Nicoya Peninsula of Costa Rica. And then there is a sixth area that has been engineered. It is an engineered blue zone. And I just want to ask you if you have any idea what that might be.
I give up.
Yeah. I mean, I was shocked but not surprised when I heard it. It's actually Singapore. Singapore has an engineered blue zone that has created all these commonalities so that people are living longer as a result of it. So if we can go back to Okinawa, they believe that laughter brings longevity, and that is one of the keys to their culture. And I really have to say, Kevin, you know, as I drilled down on my experience and on my passion for Long Life Era and helping people live not only a long lifespan, but also a long health span, what I realized is that the culture of America around aging, I mean, am I allowed to say the word sucks on the radio?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. It's encouraged.
Yes, and it really does, Kevin. It's really, when you look at the commercials that are talking about people living in their long life era that they call seniors and senior citizens, which sounds like a dead end and a maze to me, and the pictures that they're showing of us, it's like, move over, get out of the way. again, no one wants to grow old, but nobody wants to die young. And honestly, nobody wants to look like a Kardashian. So at the end of the day, what do we do? Like, there has to be honor in living long. And in these areas of the world, in these blue zones, there is incredible honor that is given to them by the younger people who honor those who are living long lives. They want to know the key to longevity. They hold them up and honor them. They revere them. They want to learn from them. And that is just the opposite of how we view aging and those that are growing old, because those that are growing old are in also resistance. It's kind of like what came first. You know, the chicken or the egg, the lack of the honoring the older people, or the older people who are afraid to grow old and are not doing in the most pristine manner.
And by the way, Marla, this is one, a great example of this change in culture is, and the best example I can cite is pickleball. More and more of my senior friends are picking up on pickleball. And that's a part of this, you know, the longer, healthier life.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I mean, pickleball is a big thing in Loma Linda, California. Would you believe it? They're one of the biggest pickleball tournaments and players in the world are right out of Loma Linda, California. And just to just name a few other aspects, and, you know, Kevin, we can continue down through this list in the weeks to come, just going through it, because the information that is derived from this research that was done in the Blue Zones is just too important to miss. So I'll just go through Okinawa, and you'll let me know if we have time to hit Sardinia, and then we'll do the rest maybe next week. But here's the thing. Here's some of the aspects of Okinawa. Again, they're the longest-lived population in history. They believe that laughter brings longevity, and they want to live long and stay sharp to the very, very end. And they eat more medicinal foods. So, you know, high fiber, lots of vegetables. You know, I always talk about my husband and I eating 25 pounds of vegetables a week, which people are like, what? But the truth is that high fiber, you know, food is really very, very healthy for you, which they eat, and they garden and grow their own. And here's the other thing that I find to be so invigorating about Okinawa is this, is that the United States recommends about 1,900 calories a day on average for every adult. But we are eating between 3,600 and 4,000 calories a day. And that started in the 1980s. And it has been detrimental to the obesity of this country. Okinawa actually, on average, eats between about 1,700 to 2,000 calories a day of nutritionally dense food. And they have this saying that I want to share. It is my favorite saying. I actually want to memorize it and be able to talk about it or say these three words every time I sit down to eat. They are hari, hachi, boo. Hari, hachi, boo, which means specifically 80%, which they take to the table with them, and hari, hachi, boo means stop eating when your stomach is 80% full. How do you like that for a health plan and a diet plan?
That's and it's all rolled up into one. I love that. One more time on your event coming up this weekend.
Oh, thank you so much. It is hosted by the Review Journal, Las Vegas Review Journal. It is sponsored by Optum. I'm just so excited about it. I'm going to be speaking in the Veranda Room at 2:15. We're talking long life era. If you have any questions about health or how to find doctors, Optum is going to have lots of booths there to answer your questions. It's going to be a great time, and I would love for you to come out, and we can show you easily there if you're having trouble on the internet how to sign up for the Long Life Pledge. That's it. And I love being here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. We'll talk to you again next week.
Great interview. Loved it. Thank you so much.
There you go. Marta Letitia, a.k.a. Nanny Bubby, talking about the Long Life Era community. And she's going to be out and about this weekend. I love it. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Wednesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. It's Republican primary debate part two, although without Donald Trump. We will break down all of it as we get you ready for the big event.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my 2 cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Go to expertwindowchoice.com for full offer details.
Homeowners, if you've been putting off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now save $1,200 off any combination of 3 windows or a door from Renewal by Anderson, the company with the most 5-star reviews among leading full-service window replacement companies. That's right, you can now save $1,200 off any combination of 3 windows or a door, but only for a limited time, so don't wait. Get your free in-home window consultation and free price quote now. It's fast and easy. Just text RENEWAL to 200-300 to get a link to schedule your free consultation. Text RENEWAL to 200-300 and get $0 down, 0 payments, and 0 interest for a year. You don't pay a dime for an entire year. Plus, save $1,200 off top-quality Renewal by Anderson windows and doors. Hurry, these massive savings end this month. Text RENEWAL to 200-300 right now and schedule your free consultation online today. Text the word RENEWAL to 200-300. Text RENEWAL to 200-300.
Boy, there's a whole bunch of dentists in Las Vegas. So how do you know which one to choose? Hey, Kevin Wall here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has 2 convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at TrueDentistry.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.